Hi, and welcome all you beautiful divine beings to Science of Successful Living with the Bahamas' foremost ancient wisdom truth teacher, Reverend Rich L. Kemp. Internationally acclaimed and universally loved, Reverend Rich is a highly respected transformation truth teacher and metaphysical minister. His positive, power-filled, provocative truth-teaching ministry crosses all race, color, and creeds, and transcends all religion, nations, and denominations. Today's truth-teaching presentation is designed to inform and transform the mind and expand the consciousness to discover our true spiritual divinity identity. Here now is Master Spiritual Strategist and Transformation Truth Teacher, Reverend Rich.
And what a beautiful day it is. I am Reverend Rich, and I'm so delighted to be able to share with you today some good news. Good news that you can use to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have what you want to have. And I am so delighted that you are there and I am here, and together this is a divine encounter. There is no accident or coincidence that you're listening to Reverend Rich Live. I am in divine order, and so are you. Wow, isn't that wonderful? Now, for religious-minded folks, I want you to know today we are going to be talking about some divinity, metaphysical truth principles that may shake some of your concepts, and that's good. That's wonderful. We're here to be a blessing to you. You know, I've discovered the big issues in relationships. There are about three big issues in all relationships. There's communication, there is sex, and then there is money, honey. And today I will be talking about that particular subject, money, honey, because life has taught me many lessons. And one great truth I have learned: it matters not who you are or whose you are, you need money. It does not matter if you are sick or well, living or dying, you need money, honey. It matters not your face, it matters not your race, it matters not your taste, it matters not your place in life, you need money, honey. Long time ago, this man wrote this beautiful song. Some of you would remember that song, I'm sure, but I will say the words so we can follow that through. But it was a revelation song. Barrett Strong is his name. The song is "That's What I Want." It's called here's some of the lyrics. It goes like this: the best thing in life are free, but you can keep them for the birds and bees. Now give me money, that's what I want. Your loving gives me such a thrill, but your loving don't pay my bills. Money, that's what I want. Money don't get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. Money, that's what I want. That's from the song by Barrett Strong some years ago. That's what I want. So I am sharing with you today's principle of how to program your mind to attract, to manifest, to express more money. It's really mind conditioning, because remember, everything begins in the mind. Not some things, but everything begins in your mind. You know, as I travel throughout teaching different seminars and churches, and I've met many well-meaning, religious-minded folks who would approach me after some church service saying something like, "Reverend Rich, I am saved, baptized, and sanctified," or "I am New Thought or Metaphysical or Unity Religious Science. I have attended church faithfully. I have given tithes and sacrificial love offerings. This offering and that offering, still I can't seem to get ahead. I can't seem to hold no money. I have prayed and I have fasted, still I am broke, busted, and disgusted." Does that sound like you? Well, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right man. I am Reverend Rich, and I'm delighted that you're here. Now, remember, if you want to call and talk with me, you can do that today. Talk with Reverend Rich live. And I want to give you that opportunity. So just call us in if you so desire, and we'll talk and discuss whatever you desire to talk and to share with us. So today is such a beautiful day here in Florida, and I'm sure it's beautiful where you are. And many of us have, beginning this new year, 2013, you perhaps have discussed or thought, at least talked about some things you'd like to accomplish. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you want to accomplish. It doesn't matter what you want to be or what you want to do or what you want to have. You're going to need some money. You're going to have some money, honey. So this is my deposit to you. This is my contribution to you to help you to get ahead and get more money in your hand and in your pocket, in your bank accounts. Many of you here today have tried this and that and the other thing. Still, you have no money. You've gone to this conference called that preacher, this preacher, and that minister. You have visited Madame Zeus, the psychic, and you have had your palm read and cards read and your fortune told by the tea leaf reader, but still you don't have enough money. Others of you have gone from one casino to the other playing betting and so forth and trying to get, you played the lotto, you played the Powerball, the Mega Ball, and still you lack money. And some of you saying, "Reverend Rich, I've got bad luck." Others of you saying, "I've got no luck. I can't seem to get no money to hold, and I can't seem to hold no money." What is it? Good question. You've asked a wonderful question, and I'm here to help you and I, because, you see, this is for all of us. I have the same issues. I struggle with the same way you do, and I tell you, it's good to know it's good to know this truth, because this truth sets you free. I see some of you, you've done so well financially, and you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. So let me shout this out again to you. We all need some money, honey. Now, some of you are even a little upset with family members, a relative or loved one. You're angry with them because they won't share. They won't share their good fortune with you. Come on, follow me now. I know it's a little tight, but it's right. You see, no one is obligated to give you anything. And so release those persons and let them go from the thought, from the idea, from the concept, from the belief that they owe you something. No one owe you a dime. No one owes you a damn thing. You just know that you've got the power within you to believe and to receive just as they did. They are not your source. Ladies and gentlemen, the very first prosperity principle is to understand this, that the infinite, the divine, the universe, spirit, God, the good, is your one and your only source of supply. Oh, that's so good. I've got to say it again. Ladies and gentlemen, the very first law, the very first truth principle, the very first spiritual truth principle for manifesting, expressing, and experiencing prosperity is to acknowledge, is to be aware, is to recognize, is for you to realize that your source is not anyone else somewhere else, but your true source of prosperity is in you. Your power to win is within. Your power to prosper is within. Your power to manifest your own miracle is within. The infinite, the divine, the universe, God, good, the good, whatever term you want to use that you feel comfortable using to describe this wonderful being that we call God, that is your source. Perhaps you're one of those who say to me today, Reverend Rich, please pray for me. I've got no luck. I've got bad luck. I've got bad luck. I'm cursed. Something or someone is working witchcraft or hexes or voodoo or hoodoo against me. I'm under a bad spell, you said. Well, today is your lucky day. Reverend Rich brings you some good news to free your mind and your behind of all so-called bad luck and bad spells. Today, I bring to you the gospel, the God spell, the good spell, the blessing spell, the winning spell, the success spell, the prosperity spell, the miracle money spell, the infinite overflowing and ever-flowing money honey spell. Wow. Throughout my travel, I have met, again, as I said earlier, some well-meaning but misguided and misinformed religious people who think they are being spiritual when they say, I don't want to be rich. I don't know if I would like to have a lot of money, because maybe if I had a lot of money, I wouldn't love the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand that kind of talk. I have discovered that I can love the Lord a lot better when I have money, honey. Money to pay all my bills, money to assist the poor and needy, money to use and to enjoy. Wow. Thank God, every day I thank God who has given us freely all things to enjoy, including that beautiful cash green stuff that we call money. Listen, I have been broke, I have been busted, I have been disgusted, and I have had lots of money and prosperity and success. And I can honestly say, having prosperity, having money, having success is much better. And yes, I do love the Lord so much more than I have ever loved the Lord before. Do you know how much you can love the Lord when all your bills are paid beforehand and ahead of time? Try it. You'll like it. Today, do you know how much you can love the Lord when you can purchase a house or a car with cash money for yourselves and help a family member or total stranger? Do you know how much you can love the Lord riding in the back seat of your Rolls Royce Phantom 5? Wow. The ancient spiritual enlightened sage revealed this great truth when he penned these beautiful words. He said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Listen, metaphysically speaking, this means that God, the infinite, the divine, the universe enjoys prosperity by means of me. Yes, Spirit, God, the Infinite, enjoys money by means of me. Yes, God, Spirit, the Infinite, the universe, enjoys all good by means of me. I want you to say, I want you to affirm after Reverend Rich right now, make this clear, distinct affirmation right here and right now. God enjoys prosperity, money, and all good by means of me. I want you to take the time and relax wherever you are. And I want you to sit up straight and project yourself and let the Spirit take in a deep breath and breathe out every lack, every want, every limitation, and say this in faith with Reverend Rich right here and right now. God enjoys prosperity, money, and all good by means of me. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it marvelous? Yes, it is. Wow. When you are experiencing, listen, darling, when you are expressing, when you are enjoying all that is right and good, Spirit is right there with you enjoying it. When you're sitting down enjoying your favorite dish like a filet mignon or some Bohemian lobster, say to yourself as you wash it down with some Dom Perignon, God is enjoying this by means of me. When you're getting dressed up in your high fashion designer outfit, say this, God is enjoying these fine fashionable clothes by means of me. When you're traveling in first class and staying at 5-star accommodations with the finest concierge service, just whisper to yourself, God is enjoying all of this luxury by means of me. Every time and everywhere, right now, right where you are, God is enjoying, Spirit is enjoying all of this right stuff, all of this good stuff by means of you. Isn't that wonderful? Now begin and watch and see how much right and how much good stuff will be added and multiplied to you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. When you affirm in faith, when you make your faith affirmation, God enjoys prosperity by means of me, or God enjoys good success by means of me, or God enjoys good health by means of me, or God enjoys cash money by means of me. Watch and see. Expect it to be manifest and demonstrated in and through your experience. Watch and see how much more prosperity, success, good health, money, and all good God will enjoy by means of you. Today, you will be enlightened and empowered to be, to do, and to have that which you wish to be, that which you wish to express and experience and enjoy. So let me ask you, what is it, before we go any further, what is it that you wish to be, to do, and to have? Now think about that. Meditate upon that truth for a minute, because I have found I have so many wonderful truths that Spirit just drops into my spirit, and this is one of them. You've got to be definite with the infinite. Reverend Rich, say that again. Okay, here it goes. You must be definite with the infinite. One reason many do not experience, why many do not express that which they wish to be, to do, and to have, is because, to tell you the truth, many simply do not know what they want to be, what they want to do, and what they want to have. You've got to be definite, beloved. You've got to be definite with the infinite. So define what it is that you wish to be, that you wish to do, that you wish to have. Describe it. Paint it in technicolor, in living colors. Get out of the black and white thinking and splash some colors on your dreams, on that which you desire to be, to do, and to have. So get it clear in your mind. And if you're able to, you write it down right now while I am speaking. 2013, what is it that you'd like to be, to do, and have this year? Five. Give me five. On the black inside. Give me five things. They're not for me. These are for you. I've got mine. But you've got to write down. Be clear about. Write the vision. Make it plain. The top five things you would like to accomplish this year, 2013. What are they? You've got to write it down. You've got to know it. You've got to say it. You've got to believe it. You've got to feel it. You've got to see it. Boy, are you there? In a few moments, I'll be back. We're going to go to a commercial about a CD. I have a 3-CD recording entitled Prosperity Passages. These 3 CDs are compiled and dramatically read by yours truly, Reverend Rich, with some wonderful positive music. You've got to get this copy. Why? Because this will prepare you. This will expand your consciousness to believe, to receive, to see yourself already being, doing, and having the money, going the places, buying the stuff you'd like to buy, helping the people you'd like to help. But you've got to have some money. The best way, here is it, whoa, boy. The best way to help the poor is to not be one of them. I'm going to let that ad run, and I'll be back in a few seconds. Is that okay with you? Go ahead.
Get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage. Accompanied with positive, empowering music, Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424.
Up, 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 up. Hey, welcome back. This is Reverend Rich. I trust you are having a wonderful, grand day. We left off talking about the five things you would like, would love to accomplish this year. That CD of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passages, I want to give that to you as a gift to support this radio show. If you can send an offering of $30 or more, I will send that CD to you. And in addition, I will give you the book, How to Attract Money by Joseph Murphy. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a good idea? Yes, it is. So, listen. The five things. My top five priority, your top five priorities for this year that you'd like to be, that you'd like to do, that you'd like to have. The reason I'm having you do this is twofold, because we are told by the sage of Scripture that write the vision, that is, write that which you wish to be, to do, and to have, and make it plain, define it, describe it. Secondly, because most people do not know what exactly they really want. The truth is, until the mind is clear and precise as to what it is that you wish to be, to do, and to have, you'll never be it. You'll never do it. You'll never have it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you must again be definite with the infinite. So until you know, it'll never show. Until you know your wish, your desire, your dream, it will never show. Now that you know it, now that you have decided, now that you have defined it, it is now registered and impressed in and upon your subconsciousness. Listen, let's talk about this. Call me right now. Here's the toll-free number. You can call, you can talk to Reverend Rich Live. 888-627-6008. That's toll-free. 888-627-6008. If you need to talk to me, if you'd like to talk to me about any subject, but particularly this subject of lack, want, limitation, scarcity, insufficiency, on all that stuff, then let's chat. If you think you've got bad luck, if you think you've been cursed, if you think you're walking, someone is working against you, or some stuff like that, call Reverend Rich on his divine line, 888-627-6008. Your divine line to heaven. Call me today. Now, as we continue, when you know what it is you want to be, to do, and to have, when you decide, when you have defined it, it is now registered and impressed in and upon your subconsciousness, and the subconsciousness always, get ready for this, baby, the subconsciousness, your subconsciousness, always express that which is impress. Did you get that? Say it again, Reverend Rich. Okay, I'll do that just for you. The subconsciousness, your subconsciousness, always, not sometimes, always. This is why you have to be so careful what you think, what thoughts you allow to linger in your mind. Because the subconscious always expresses that which you impress. You do the impression, subconsciousness does the expression. Did you get that? You impress an idea on your consciousness, on your subconscious mind. You impress that idea of prosperity. You impress the idea of success. Impress the idea of all the good that you wish to be, to do, and to have. Get that into your subconsciousness. And your subconsciousness will find the way. Don't worry about how, darling. Listen, the how is none of your business. Did you get that? The how of prosperity, the how the universe will bring it to you, how the God in that you believe in will bring it to you, how the divine will bring it to you, how the infinite will bring it to you, is none of your business. You just impress that thought that you desire, that good desire, impress that success desire, impress that prosperity desire, impress that good luck desire in your subconsciousness, upon your subconsciousness, and the subconsciousness will go to work and bring it to pass. Listen, I'm telling you this truth. This is how it works. So this is why meditation is so important. You've got to get that meditative thought going throughout your daily practice. You know what? And it doesn't take all day to meditate. You can just take a few seconds, a few moments even, out of your busy schedule, out of your lunchtime, and just quiet yourself before Spirit. And Spirit will begin to help you, begin to bring to you the good that you desire. I feel it even now while I'm talking to you. Oh boy, that's so beautiful. Listen, give me a call on my divine line right now, 888-627-6008. I am Reverend Rich. I'd love to minister to you today. I'd love to pray and give you a prayer treatment and give you a reading today. So call me, 888-627-6008. Boy, that's so good. This is the sum total of all the ancient wisdom, science of mind, and new thought and metaphysical truth teachings. What I impress, I express. Would you say that? What I impress, I express. This explains why so many people, this is why some people have so-called bad luck. Some have good luck. Others have good looks. Oh boy. It's that impression that you put outside of not knowing and not being clear, not being definite about that which you wish to be, to do, and to have. The second reason why many are not experiencing or expressing or enjoying their good is because of lack. Today, we're going to get lack off of your back. Did you like that? This is Reverend Rich. I'm here today to help you get lack off your back. Give me a call at 888-627-6008. Call, let's talk live on the air, because your issue may be able to help others that are listening also. So I want to talk with you. Let's get back. So lack, you've got to get this lack off your back. And that's what I want to do today. Today, we're going to get lack off of your back, not the lack of luck or looks, not the lack of ambition or drive or dream, not the lack of talent, skills, or abilities. The reason we are not being, doing, and having is due to the lack of money, honey. Organized religion. Oh, here I go. This is going to help you. Organized religion and traditional Christianity have infected all of us with PMS. What's PMS, you said, asked Reverend Rich? PMS, poverty mentality syndrome. So many thousands and yea, millions of people are infected with this poverty mentality syndrome. I was once also. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. This poverty mentality syndrome has given birth to many of you having low self-esteem, inferiority, unworthiness, undeserving, limitation, self-depreciation, self-hatred, rejection, blaming others, guilt. Call me right now. Call Reverend Rich at toll-free 888-627-6008. I want to help you. I want to talk to you. I want to bring you to the place where you should be, where you ought to be, where you deserve to be, where you are entitled to be. Call us right now. Telephone number 888-627-6008. Perhaps the chief symptom and characteristic of those affected with this poverty mentality syndrome is in the way that they talk. I am sure that you've heard them misquoting the Bible by saying, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. What a bad, wrong idea. I like what the late prosperity guru, prosperity prophet, teacher, Reverend Ike taught. It's not the love of money that is the root of all evil. It is the lack of money. That's right. I believe that. And these folks would say things like, it's only money, or money is bad and filthy, money is nasty and dirty, money is filthy lucre, money is corrupt and will corrupt you, money is evil, money is the root of all evil, you have to be evil, but crooked to be rich, people with money cannot serve God or be spiritual, money can't buy happiness. Listen, all of that stuff is a rubbish. Oh, boy. This is the stuff that a lot of religious folks are having difficulty dealing with. Because you've been taught this stuff for so long, and some of you, even though you are in New Thought churches or Religious Science Church or Metaphysic, you're still having difficulty accepting and believing that prosperity is your divine right or your divine entitlement. And I'm here today to let you, to remind you of this truth. Reverend Rich called these and other such erroneous sayings prosperity and money rejection complex. Those are all those stuff that I said earlier that people, that these religious people say, those are what I call prosperity and money rejection complex. This prosperity and money rejection complex is especially rampant among religious-minded people. The sad truth is most are unaware or do not have the slightest idea that they are carriers of this. So let's define this sickness so that we can recognize it and get rid of it immediately. Deborah?
Yes.
Deborah, are you on line 3?
I am.
Welcome. Thank you for calling. How can I serve you today?
Well, I just noticed that you're new to BBS Radio, and I was listening this morning and wanted to call in. I'm having kind of a hard time. I got laid off, and I'm feeling not so successful, and I was wondering if you had any advice for me.
Oh, Deborah, thank you so much for calling. Yes, I do. Your best days are still ahead of you, and the rest of your years will be the best of your years. And sometimes, especially now, as you are in that place where you don't feel it, this is where your faith is coming forth and going to help you through it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes. And I've been there. And I'm so glad I'm out. Yes, yes, darling. I have been there. I know what it is to be broke, busted, and disgusted, and can't be trusted. And, you know, it's not a good feeling. And the thing that helped me when I have experienced it, and even if it comes up, the challenges come to all of us, doesn't matter who you are, like to show its ugly face every now and then, but you have to know. And this is why I love the truth, because the truth sets me free from getting depressed and disgusted and fed up and thinking it's a hopelessness and why should I continue and all this stuff. You know, so I know I feel your pain. First of all, I'm there with you, but I know
Thank
that.
You.
And you're welcome, darling. And I also know, because I hear it in your voice, you are a woman of faith. You believe. You are and you are expecting. Listen, have you made some applications?
I have, yes.
Good. See, those are seeds. You have planted seeds. And, you know, every seed that's planted on good soil, as you water it, it's going to germinate and it's going to produce. So I'm expecting, and I believe you are too, I'm expecting you to get a call and for the right job that you, what type of work do you do?
I work in the medical field.
Oh boy, you are so important. You are so valuable. You help people get well. So Deborah, I want you to believe with me. Is it okay that I do a prayer treatment with you now?
Yes.
Because I feel it. I feel the door, the right door opening for you in the next, within this month. Yes. Thank you.
That would be terrific, Reverend Rich.
Yes, I believe it. I believe it. Wonderful spirit, we come together. This darling lady, she picked up the phone in faith to call, just like that woman did in the New Testament, who was home alone. She was hurting, and she said to herself, I know, I've heard of this man called Jesus, so I know if I can reach, go to where he is, I can get my miracle. And just as Deborah did the same, she's picked up that phone in faith to call Reverend Rich. I come in agreement with her right now that the job that she really desires to have will be manifested and expressed and demonstrated to her. I thank you that it is so. I pray also right now, Deborah, are you listening to this?
Yes, I am, Reverend.
This is something I've got to say to your consciousness now.
Okay.
Spirit wants you to expect your good in the form of money or whatever else you need to come to you from known and unknown directions, from expected and from unexpected ways. Take every form of limitation away from your mind as to how or where your blessing's going to come through, because Spirit has so many ways to bring it to you. And you've sowed so many wonderful seeds. You have a compassionate, loving, giving heart. And therefore, nothing but good is coming your way today. Do you believe it? Oh,
yes,
boy.
I do, Reverend Rich. Thank you so much. Your words are so inspiring.
Oh, thank you so very much. Where are you located?
In California.
California, the Golden City. Yes.
Here on.
I see gold coming your way. Gold
thank
is in the
you.
Air. Dust is in the air.
Thank so, you. I just your voice is so kind, and I so much appreciate your words.
Oh, thank you for your kind thoughts and expression. I do appreciate it. I am here to do what I do, and that is to inspire and rewire and to fire up ourselves, because each of us, every now and then, I have to talk to myself too, because sometimes, you know, it's just remember us, we are spiritual. we are beautiful spiritual beings having this physical expression, and sometimes we have these challenges that comes up, and I know that you are much more than, you're much stronger, you're much bigger, you're much more intelligent, and whatever dilemma that you're faced with, I just know that Spirit has already provided for you, darling, and all of your good is coming your way from known and unknown directions, from expected and from unexpected ways. And if I was there with you, I'd say lift your hands and just say thank you.
And thank you, Reverend Rich, so much.
Thank you, darling. And I expect to hear from you again. Let me know how it goes, okay?
I will certainly do that, and I'm going to spend the rest of the day thinking about what you just told me.
Good, wonderful, because that's where it begins. So it's getting that thought, getting the idea, getting that concept into your consciousness that there is no lack with me, for there is no lack with my God. Amen?
Amen.
A woman.
A woman. All right. Well, I will call you back.
Okay, dear. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Wow. That is so wonderful. The phone number, again, is 888-627-6008. Give Reverend Rich a call. Thank you, Deborah, for calling from California. And wherever you're listening to Reverend Rich. Science for Successful Living. In a few moments, I'll be back. We'll go to a commercial, and I'll be back shortly to share some other wonderful truths with you. Talk to you in a few minutes.
Get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage, accompanied with positive, empowering music. Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222. North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424. Be sure to tune into Science of Successful Living with Reverend Rich every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern Standard Time.
Again, for listening, we were talking about this PMS, this prosperity and money rejection complex that goes on in our mind, that's been implanted into our consciousness from babes, even before some of us were born, this poverty mentality that gives birth to negative beliefs and negative thinking and negative attitudes and negative concepts and erroneous ideas concerning prosperity, money, success, opulence and affluence and all good. You know, most of us, we really want to be prosperous. We really want to have money, so that we could be responsible, so that we can do what we're supposed to do, that we could be a blessing to others, that we can help others. Isn't that a good idea? Of course it is. That's a God's idea. And so this is what we're doing. It is a negative perception planned and placed deep within one's psychic and our subconsciousness that causes the mind to knowingly and or unknowingly repel money, reject money, and even, yes, refuse money. Ladies and gentlemen, prosperity and money rejection complex is a mind-conditioned disposition. to disregard prosperity and money, to despise prosperity and money, to disrespect prosperity and money. If you have an intolerance towards prosperity and money and those who have it and those who teach about it, prosperity and money, then my friend will have this. They'll stay the hell away from you. That's the simple truth. You've got to wash your mind, wash your eye, your thought. If you want to talk with me before I go, we've got a few moments left. Give me a call, 888-627-6008. Listen, we're talking about freeing our minds and our consciousness from this negative money rejection concept, an idea. So let me ask you, what is your financial psychology? Really, really ask yourself that. What is my financial psychology? Ask yourself that out loud. In fact, what do I really think about money? Because if you got some hang-ups, if you have some hang-ups about money, honey, money's going to hang up away from you. Honey, money will stay the hell away from you, because money, just like you, think of yourself. You don't go in places or environment that you're not accepted or wanted or respected. And same idea, the same thought is about money. You've got to have a good thought about money. You've got to feel good about money. You can't look at it as being bad and evil and all that nonsense that we've been taught from religious people. You've got to understand that money is a tool. Money is a tool. And what's the purpose of a tool? The tool is to get the job done, to build the house that we need. We need the right tool to build a house. We need the right tool to repair a car. We need the right tools. And that's all money is. Money is a tool to get the job done. You need some more money, honey? Well, you're listening to the right man at the right time. You're listening to Reverend Rich. You can call me at 888-627-6008. I can talk with you. I can still pray with you before we leave. We can still get our prayer treatment in. Listen. Your prosperity and financial psychology, this is what it is. Your prosperity and financial psychology is what you believe about money. It's what you think about money. It's what you say and how you feel about prosperity and money. You know, like Deborah, she needs a job. She desires a good job. You know why? Because she wants to be a blessing and be responsible. Isn't that a good idea? Yes, it is. It's a God's idea. And I believe you are listening also. You are hurting. I want you to call me, 888-627-6008. There's healing in the air for you, my dear. Make no mistake. What you believe, what you think, what you say, and how you feel about prosperity, money, and all good will determine how much prosperity and money you will have manifest and express in and through your experience. Did you get that? It is your financial psychology that determines whether you will have so-called good luck or bad luck. He that hath an ear, hear what Reverend Rich is saying. I am saying there is nothing. There is no one. There is no one else somewhere else, not a God in the sky, nor a devil in hell that decides or determines your prosperity and financial status. It's you. Many years ago, there was an old song that says, "It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord." That's it. You are responsible. That takes away the blame, isn't it? Takes away the blame, the finger pointing. You are responsible to be, to do, and to have that which you desire, you can. Your personal financial psychology is what determines whether you will attract or repel prosperity and money. Yes, there is a state of mind, a state of consciousness. There is that state of awareness which attracts success, prosperity, and money. And there is that state of mind that also repels success, prosperity, and money. This is Reverend Rich. I want to thank you for listening in today. We're going to be moving our time slot to the to another time period. Next Sunday, we'll be on at 4 p.m. in the Pacific time and 7 p.m. Eastern time. So let's make that note, and I'll be back. Here's this commercial, and we'll talk to you a few moments.
get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage. Accompanied with positive, empowering music, Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424.
This is Reverend Rich saying thank you for listening. It's been so much fun, but it's time to run. And we'll talk to you next time. Thank you. And express all the good that you desire. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. The universe is all good and has nothing but good for you. It is therefore no accident or coincidence that you tuned into this program. Through this divine encounter, you are now wired, inspired, and empowered to work your own miracle of good luck, good health, good success, and good fortune. Reverend Rich is available to speak at your next gathering. Be sure to make this divine connection next Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for your generous tips and love offerings. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424. On behalf of Reverend Rich, thank you. Until next time, peace to you all.